Hey there, Kimberly Olson here, also known as the Gold Digger Girl. I'm a number one international bestselling author, multiple seven-figure earner, social media marketing expert, mompreneur mogul, and branding ninja. I'm on a mission to inspire you to get lit in your business, set your soul on fire, and teach you how to build your empire. Join us as we dive into action-oriented strategies that are going to allow you to scale your online business and create simple systems that duplicate. Let's get started.
Hey, Gold Digger, Kimberly Olson here, back for another episode of the Gold Digger Girl podcast. And for today's episode, we're going to talk about utilizing a value ladder where you're going to be stacking offers automatically to be able to pre-qualify your leads a bit. And that way you can sift and sort through to find out who you should be connecting with one-on-one or having your team reaching out if you have a sales team or maybe social sellers. So obviously you probably noticed that the landscape has definitely changed on social media. It's so interesting because even just being, you know, launching the brand almost five years ago, I mean, it's just so different than it was even just 2 years ago. So if you're scratching your head wondering why your income has gone down, or you feel like the methods you were using before aren't working, you're not alone. Every single person I've talked to that's, you know, at the level I'm at, as far as, you know, established and been around and has had success, are saying the same thing. So I want to reassure you that that's completely normal. And why a lot of businesses fail and companies don't make it is, and we know the statistics, is because they're not able to pivot. They're not able to ride the tides, and they're not able to bounce back when they notice things changing. So what we've done doesn't continue to work. And so a lot of people get stuck or paralyzed, or they panic. And when you get into panic mode or fear, you're actually pushing away what you want. So if you've attracted wealth or brought in some money and it just seems to be flying out, right? Maybe you have more people on staff that you need, or just spending money on ads and you're not getting the ROI and you're just like, oh my gosh, what am I doing wrong? Part of it can be that, you know, you're creating that in your mind because your mindset isn't where it needs to be, right? Like, think about it. If you're riding that high of having success and doing launches and money's coming in and you feel invincible, right? And you attract more of that, you attract good things. But then when that isn't working anymore and it seems like the money isn't coming in like it was, and then you do feel that panic, you're actually attracting low level vibration. Well, you're vibrating at a lower level. So you're attracting things that are lower level and lower vibration. So, which is, you know, not money. Okay. So if you've been struggling in any way, just know that, you know, you want to see it through. You want to tell yourself that you've gotten to where you've gotten because you can do this. Very few people can even start a company or a business and have it, you know, have money coming in. So you're way, way ahead of those around you. I mean, look at people around you that you know, that have never even attempted to do what you're doing. So, you know, acknowledge yourself and look and say, okay, I've gotten this far and I've created this. I can do this, because you've got to make sure your mindset is on point and sharp, because if it's not, it will be your biggest challenge. It won't even have anything to do with what I'm about to teach you. Okay. So, I do have some resources for you. So shoot me a message if you need some support. If you are at the point where you do work with a coach, connect with me as well if you'd like to look at working with me in a more intimate capacity, because I am working one-on-one with clients again. It's been a few years, but God called me to serve and share directly with others that are, you know, maybe at six figures-ish and looking to scale to multiple six figures or seven. Okay. All right. So let's talk about the value ladder. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to create a lead magnet, your freebie, that is going to be positioned to attract your ideal avatar to you, your main avatar, because you might have two. You might have a main one and a sub avatar, which is pretty common actually. But let's think of that main avatar. And what we're going to do is we are going to create a free offer, something easy. If you have a book you've written, you can do a free digital download. You can do an ebook. You could do a Trello board. You could do maybe a month of social media templates. You could do a financial checklist or something like that, whatever space you're in, okay? Organization tips, but you've got your freebie. So what you're actually going to do is you're going to have your freebie and then people are going to opt in for that. And I do recommend running ads to that because it's super cheap and it's a great way to build your email list. I'm a huge advocate of that. And that's been a huge, huge secret weapon of ours. And then what you're going to do is after the person grabs the freebie, the next page is going to be an order bump. So an order bump is typically something smaller. It can be anywhere from, let's say, you know, $15, $20, $30, all the way up to, I would say maybe $50. If it's actually pretty valuable or you've established your authority, you could probably even do like $97. And there's a million ways to do this. I've seen people jump up even higher right away, but you've got to have pretty good copy and be skilled with conversion. So just giving you some general feedback here. So then what you can do is after they grab the next thing, say it's $47, it can be, you could even take like maybe a masterclass you've done and repackage it. You know, it's something of value where it's not just a freebie. It's got to be more than that. And you can totally reposition that and just package it up and put a pretty bow on it. Okay. And we're going to sell it for $50 or $100. So then what's going to happen is they're going to purchase that. And then the next page, you can either put this offer there or we can do it in the email. Okay. So the next offer is going to be somewhere, I would say I would do something, it depends, right? If your first bump up was 47, you might want to jump to, you know, 150, 200. If your first one was 97, maybe we go up to 300, okay? Something like that. So again, and it also depends on your avatar. So if you're working with like brand new people, they're brand new to social media, they've never even, you know, posted before, like they're just so new, they're not probably investing yet. Like you're going to have to think about your market with this. Okay. But just take the concepts that I'm giving you and implement them into your business where you see suitable. So what we have is the freebie. Then we have the lower price point order bump. Then we have the next level order bump. So what you can actually do is you can put this in the email if you want to instead. So after they grab the freebie, then they buy the next thing. You can do the third level email if you want, or you can do it and via email. So there's some stuff you can do with your email marketing too to segment it, but we just send it. And then some people will be like, I already bought this. So it's up to you how fancy you want to get with that. So then what's going to happen is people who spend, we'll just say $47. The people who spend $47 are starting to pre-qualify themselves for you. They're showing you that they're interested in learning from you. They are investing obviously in themselves through you, what you have to offer. They're more serious. So that's a first step of pre-qualification. And generally speaking, the more they invest, the more qualified they are. So what I would do is if they purchase, you know, they go with the $47, I would have your team reach out to them via text, email, you know, call them, messenger, however you're getting leads. That would be something I would most likely, you know, it can even be a virtual assistant. Honestly, you just have to teach them how to do it, but that's pretty standard, right? That they could handle that. So have them reach out. And then what I would do is for those that are investing in the higher level, say $200, $300, $500, where you're starting to see, you know, a much bigger investment. Depending on where you're at, right, your schedule and things like that, and if you're even taking calls, but that's when you start to get to where somebody is, they're willing to spend. And that means those people are most likely, if they're spending that much without even talking to someone from your team, the chances of them being able to get on a call and look at investing in a higher ticket offer is higher. So once you get them, you know, around the $200 to $500 range with an automated offer, maybe you do a webinar. We have a webinar that's automated. People can register for it at any time and there's an offer in there. So you could automate this whole thing, which is what I recommend. So basically you're creating a funnel that's automated that you don't touch, your team doesn't touch, but the funnel is going to sift and sort for you and you're going to know who's qualified, who's not, who's kind of pre-qualifying themselves. And then the people who are spending, you know, somewhere between $200 and $500, they're definitely qualifying themselves for you. Now you might get on the phone with them or your team and say, okay, they're not the right fit because of maybe their who they are, right? The values and all of that might not be a fit, but the qualification to be able to invest is there. They're willing to spend money. And then if what you have to offer makes sense for them, like you can help them, then they're definitely qualified. And if they're buying your thing, they're probably qualified, right? Like, why would they buy your thing if not, unless they just misunderstood? So then what you can do is you can set that up for yourself. So you might say, okay, anyone who buys, you know, spends $500 with us, and whether or not your team connects with them, you might say, okay, that's when I want to talk to them. And then you can have your team pre-qualified. Your team can get on a call and do it like a, you know, have a conversation with them. It's almost interview style to prepare them for a call with you. And so now you're kind of engineering your celebrity, but you're also protecting your schedule. And so you can still have your team doing a lot of the pre-qualifications, the legwork, the messaging, maybe even that first call. And then if the person's qualified and interested, then they get on a call with you to talk about your programs. That's what you could absolutely do, and I would highly recommend it. But the reason why this is so powerful is because let's say you do this and you get 5 calls on your calendar and you think, oh my gosh, this is working so well, I want more, right? Or maybe you can train your top person to be a second version of you and you want more calls, then you just increase the amount of people coming into the funnel. And now you've got some data too to see what's working with your ads and stuff like that. So you can, you know, increase your ad spend. And then now you're getting more people coming through the funnel and you can just turn it on and off. And then there might be times we had this happen where I was just like, oh, we've got way too many leads coming in, which is a good problem to have. But it's sometimes it's like drinking from a fire hose. You don't want that either. Like that doesn't make any sense. So we actually turned everything off so that way we could, you know, spend the time going through everybody to make sure we could identify who we wanted to potentially work with. So the energy shifts, right, when you are looking at it like, okay, who do I want to work with? So if you're feeling like things are changing and you're just scratching your head and you're just like, oh my gosh, you got to try this. Like go through, audit your funnels, look at your marketing. It's time to roll up your sleeves, look in your back office. Don't worry about the reel that you need to post. Like, that's great, but ask yourself, is that working for you? And you're going to see a shift with everything. For me specifically, you're going to see me scaling back a little bit on the content I'm putting out because I'm doing more behind the scenes. Where before, not so much last year, well, no, I think we all kind of did a little bit last year, but definitely the year before, it was just like more TikToks, more reels. Where can I be? Where can I go? Right? You're going to see a shift in that. It's going to be quality over quantity. Mark my words. Okay. If this was helpful, let me know. I'd love to hear your feedback on it. Are you doing this? Is this helping you? Let me know for sure. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any episodes because I'm going to be talking more about this. And then the last thing I want to mention is if this was helpful, please share it because I definitely want to get the word out and help people not feel discouraged and know that it's okay. We just get to play and try different things and see what works. Okay. So if it was helpful, take a screenshot, throw it in your stories and tag me at the Gold Digger Girl. I'd love to give you a shout out and I appreciate you for listening. Until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire. Bye-bye.
This episode was brought to you by the Gold Digger Girl, the program that teaches you how to build the 6-figure foundation for your business. If you want support from an experienced coach that's become a self-made millionaire, recently recognized as the #2 recruiter globally in her network marketing company, she's helped countless others scale their online business and create simple systems that duplicate. All you have to do is email support over at the Gold Digger Girl. You'll see the option in the menu tab so we can find out best how to support you on your entrepreneurial journey.